selection of Edie and Wells, the Grizzlies are the first team to have multiple players as all-rookie first-teamers since 19 and 20. Brandon Clark and John Morant were on that team, first team. Edie and Wells, first-teamers, folks.
That's good stuff.
It's good.
It also means that we should be getting closer to the All-NBA selections being announced. This is the latest that an MVP has not been announced in a long time.
Yeah, well, I don't know. There's been people are questioning why we're not getting it.
Yeah.
Why it hasn't been announced as of today already?
Usually it's announced weeks before now.
Yep.
What's the holdup?
I don't know if it's because Shea's still playing or what. I have no idea. But
well, I mean, they give them during playoffs.
Yeah,
don't they
I think they do, So I don't know. I mean, it should be this week then if they're doing the rookies now.
France's Richiche and Sarr, the first and second overall picks in the draft, respectively become the first two players from the same country outside of the U.S. to be named to the all-rookie first team.
I mean, credit to Jalen Wells for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On that with those other guys.
Those
who are
dudes.
All high picks in the draft. Jalen's the,
Castle
the
was
second
the
round pick. And Castle, another high pick, lottery guy. For Jalen Wells to be on there just says a ton about
this dude was a second rounder. Like, nobody thought he was going to be this.
Hey.
Unfortunately, it's also an indictment of the guy you had ahead of
fair.
Him. And Marcus Smart, you know, because that was never the plan to have Jalen Wells. And Jalen Wells beat him out. But,
yeah.
You know, that's good. Good.
That's
you know, if Marcus Smart's not good, Jalen Wells not playing as much as he is, he's not on the all-rookie team. So credit to him. We know that Brandon Clark and Ja Morant, that ended up being a good thing for the franchise. This should be too.
Yeah. And listen, there was a lot of talk about Edie when he got drafted that it should have been Khalil Ware. Klingon was obviously drafted ahead of him. Edie's on the first team, and those guys are not. You know, so a little bit of vindication there. Obviously, he still has to develop and still has to get better.
Well, he should thank Isolo for getting into the job when he did.
Yeah,
because Taylor Jenkins had just about benched him.
Yeah,
and
he
given
was not
up
first
on
team. When that happened.
Had just about benched him, given it, and Edie put together those double-doubles, a great stretch of play under Isolo.
Yep.
And that's, I guarantee you, it's what at least cemented it for him on first team.
Totally.
Because Taylor was done. Taylor was throwing that finger sign to Zach.
Yep.
So I'm not going to play your guy.
Oh, you're right. No, you're exactly right.
So Isolo saved that.
Yeah.
It was obviously better. Jaws played better, and more importantly, you saw, okay, this is Edie's. Man, he could do this. Wow, why not play him all year? He should have been in rotation all the time.
Yep. Yep, but there you have it. Again, so we should know on the next piece of this is all NBA first, second, third team. Is Jaren going to get that selection?
You know, yeah, is that before or after MVP?
Hell of a question. I don't know.
Yeah, because like you said, MVP is supposed to have been weeks earlier, so who knows at this point?
I mean,
we got to be closer since you got all rookies.
Yeah,
now.
I mean, it feels like we're okay. We're working on our way down the list now.
Yeah.
So, anyway, there you have it. Jalen Wells and Zach Edey on the first team. We'll come back. Jason Fitz is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about NFL, NBA playoffs, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN. VIP Play Tennessee. That's where I've bet the Timberwolves. And let me just make sure before I speak out of turn here. Still the best price. 7.5 minus 109. You ain't going to find that any better anywhere else. I mean, if you like the Timberwolves like I do, you should bet them there. Should bet there anyway. Because new customers bet $5, you get $100 in bonus bets, 20% profit boost on college baseball, 25% on Major League Baseball, NBA, half, 50% second chance bet. So if you miss the first one, you get 50% of those stakes back on an NBA bet. What are you waiting on? Get on over to VIP Play Tennessee. It's available only in Tennessee. In the App Store, VIP Play Tennessee, gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. Jason Fitz going to join us here in just a little bit. I did see from the Grizzlies that this is the third time they've had multiple players on the rookie team. Obviously, Brad mentioned Brandon Clark and Ja Morant. The third was with Pau and Shane. That was the third time that the Grizzlies had multiple rookies. And they ended up being very good players, right, for the Grizzlies. So it tends to be a good sign. You know, it's not like there hasn't been a fluke yet, really, right? Like, they, you know, Powell and Shane went on to be very, very good players for the Grizzlies. Ja and Brandon Clark, obviously, we know. So hopefully that trend continues. Cause I don't know about you. I don't read too much into it. It's nice.
Kind of stems out of being bad, doesn't it?
Say again?
Kind of stems out of being bad, though,
right?
Doesn't
that's
it?
True. Yeah,
to
yeah.
To be able to
yeah,
get
yeah, yeah.
two good rookies.
That's right.
There, you've had to have a high draft
exactly,
pick, and then you hit.
Yeah, and you have to play them a lot. Good teams don't
because, again, there was no guarantee Jalen Wells going to play.
Yeah.
Marcus Smart had to be bad ahead of it.
Well,
Vince Williams had to not be ready to go also for that to happen. So it does come from the – but you're right about the tandems. That I agree 100%. Like, it's like Ja Morant had been great for this franchise, Powell, Shane, and what they were to the franchise at that time. What Powell became in terms of the trade.
Yeah.
You know, what you end up getting back, his brother included, what that led to. So, yeah, no, it bodes well is the way I would put it.
Yep, because if you look at all the you know both teams, right? There's only two playoff teams that have players represented, and this is the Grizzlies and the Heat. And the Heat got the Grizzlies got swept too. But yes,
Brandon Clark's interesting because I don't think any of us ever thought he made all rookie, but that okay, he's your starting because you have Jaren Jackson Jr. starting for anything else. He was going to be a sixth man in that role, and it feels like this offseason many have sort of said it. Whether it's a wing or a big, whatever else, but many have said, you need another guy still there at Jalen's position, and boy, you're not depending on him to be a starter. And maybe he, like Brandon Clark, can be that impact guy off the bench. It does feel like you need an upgrade there. As good as he was, as consistent as he was, if you can get more experience there immediately, you're going to do that. I mean, there's no question about that. So hopefully, though, like Brandon Clark, he can be an integral part. You know, whether it's as sixth man, seventh man, whatever else, to the rotation. But if you're going back in the next season, starting him and Zach Edey, with your three, I'm not sure you're back to, top four status. You probably got a lot of the same question marks you've already got.
Absolutely. While we're on the subject of rookies, I guess Run It Back, that show on FanDuel TV, I guess that's the show where you get invited only if you say something stupid. Like, this is the show where everybody comes on and says something idiotic, right? Like, this is they've really cornered the market on that because we had, Gigi last week say that Nikola Jokic and Steph are pigeons. And then, 2 months before that, we had Lou Williams on there saying that he knows what it's like, being from Memphis to have that pressure, right? Makes no sense because he was never here. But today, Boogie Cousins went on and said that he would draft Ace Bailey over Cooper Flagg at number one.
Oh, wow.
Because Ace Bailey, in his opinion, is the closest thing we've seen to Tracy McGrady, who also did not go number one. He went ninth.
What?
But he's a Hall of Famer. In fairness to T Mac, but yes, I think we can chalk that up as a stupid thing to say, can't we?
Yeah.
There's no other choice besides him, is there?
No, go ahead, draft Ace Bailey. Go ahead. I mean, you'll be
That's silly.
Yeah, you'll be. Exonerated, or not exonerated, but you'll be exiled from NBA circles forever. So, yeah, I mean, Ace Bailey could be a good player. He could be a great pro. Like, he's got the skill set. I mean, he definitely does. But you cannot pass on the opportunity to draft Cooper Flagg for the marketing, for the other. Like, he might be a generational talent too. Like, I mean, he's got that. He was awesome at Duke last year. And he's shown against top competition, even in the pro level with that select team. Like, he's stacks up pretty well. So, but yeah, like, why would I take Ace Bailey number one overall? Because he reminds me of T-Mac. T-Mac went ninth. Like, I'll draft him second, I'll feel good about it. Mm-hmm. Or third, I'll feel good about it. You know what I mean? Like, T-Mac was a really good player. He's a Hall of Famer, but he never won a title. Like, he didn't break any. Like, he did the 13 points in 33 seconds or whatever the hell it was. I mean, I love T-Mac, but I don't know if a T-Mac comp is getting me to number one overall when I can draft Cooper Flagg.
That show is it still sponsored by FanDuel?
Yes, it's on FanDuel TV.
Yeah, yeah. I get the sense it's not doing very well, and that's why they feel the need, whether it's in the interviews they do get, the people that, the requests that go out and they get yeses on Gigi Jackson, or in what they're saying. Lou Williams saying, Memphis changes scenery.
Yep.
I know Memphis.